Music Podcasts.
Hey, welcome to the Red Caps Podcast. That's what you're listening to. Della Marvin signing in.
I go by the name Spakito.
Gwan, it's your baby Imani.
And Didi over here.
And Didi over there. Didi was a bit low. Let me up your mic, kidogo. Welcome, guys, to the podcast episode. Episode what?
Damn,
episode 93. All right, episode 93. Me, I'm not. Somewhere there.
But 90-something.
90-something. Welcome, guys. What's going on? Tuanzeni, what's going on?
Imani ndo tuambie.
Nimedu?
Kwani ni mani atuambie?
What's going on in life? We are worried.
Yani
this guy is
we are worried. You look old. Baridi.
Yeah, this guy is back to bantering you because...
Baridi is crazy. Kitambo.
Yoni
na kafiti.
Dayana ndio likuwa na
ingili. Give me for once. Umse atakuwa na nebisha kwa podcast.
Ojai slage.
Wow. You know, you guys actually do notice things about people.
Yeah. What do you mean? Edges.
So, edges lazima.
By then ni hapa sideband.
Nimejaribu by then.
Thank you.
Labda ni unajua bei ya mafuta ilipanda so pia bei ya petroleum products.
What edges hata kamaji inaweza shikilia at least for 2 hours.
Zini niko na 4C.
Okay.
Ni labda ni still wewe. Unajua lazima ikande vizuri.
But amejaribu leo na at least ina kafiti.
Wait, can I just say?
The same look she had last week.
Yeah. Did you quit? Last week. I don't know if I'm the same look.
No.
Hey.
Pesa ya saloon is not happening. What is not happening?
Excuse me. I do not understand what's happening right now.
Ara, baby.
You know,
you're very confused.
Your last six kujua.
I said it with no pun intended.
It's the same hairstyle I had last week, though.
You know, braids, once you do them in the salon, like, you stay with it for, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Okay, now, we're a chill.
He'd have added.
Diana should have added
respectfully at the end of that comment.
It's like mtu akwambia inakwangaza ile nini nyingine apart from respectfully
nini yo.
Oh, right.
So,
no offense.
No offense, but bitch, all offense taken. What do you mean, no offense? You pussy.
No worry. Nyole sini yako. Sini yako comfortable when
you dress up for yourself anyway.
Sindio, it's how it makes you feel.
I don't know what ages are. As yet as penny edges.
Ata apendi edges. Exactly. Ata apendi edges.
Ata panga na hairline to. Ata panga watu na chukwe.
Ata apendi edges. Apendi edges.
What's the energy today on the podcast, man? Let's talk about that. Me, I don't know what you guys are going on about, but I do know that it is... Seven episodes to YouTube, manze.
Tuko 93,
like you're saying, and I don't know, it's some like Faith Amirudia. Respectfully, Faith Amirudia.
Respectfully.
Faith Amirudia hairstyle. I don't know, how are you guys gonna
call this? Tukia YouTube,
zato ataona.
I don't know kwa kitu ambia. Mina rato wakeza kubaba vitamba.
Tumeni kakitu, man.
Tanga YouTube tuone.
Do you guys have a plan or anything, man? Zema mtuakotroka tunaingililiwa, tumerudia nguo every time, man. Mia gilafi.
Mia kuna pressure.
Kwani sina washing machine, si mninunulia nguo? Bloody fuck.
Pressure gani? Kwa YouTube inafika kuchini ama inangalia di nini? Kamera itakweke nini?
Siju.
Chukua di migo.
Full length.
Faith atakuwa na shida hapa hivyo. Faith atakuwa na shida. Sugar,
I invested
Michael,
in
nene.
So many clothes this year, Yanni. Yeah.
Kwani, how many pairs do you regularly buy? In a month.
Okay, I know for the last couple of months I've been spending more than 10 G's on clothes.
On clothes alone?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting, Sarah. 10 G's, that's how many pairs. Because, you know, ladies and them clothes,
so many clothes
are so cheap. Ladies' clothes, manzi's na kwanga.
On that topic, that's, you know, a babe bro. Can be worth 5 sack head to toe.
Head to toe,
head
Sultana.
To toe. Head to
plus
toe.
Shoes.
Yeah, plus shoes. Eh? Yeah. You see those two plastic shoes that usually sold up off your center.
That's
yeah.
Tacky.
A kiatu is like a sock. But apo babe, those you know, be like, yeah. You 70 bob. Then the Charlie is like, yo, where is it? At your 30 bob, ni fair kwenda home.
You guys forget. Now buying things nowadays, like from like from shops, sometimes I feel when you see a picture of an item online, then you go to the shop and you actually see the cloth, you're so disappointed. So what I normally do, I buy from these people who thrift their clothes from Gikomba. And you can even like land on some new, like brand new clothes.
Short toy.
No, not toy, like Gikosh. You know these thrifter shops, maybe babes can relate. So you get really, like the clothes are really, really good material.
Right.
And the quality is also really good.
And it's one of one.
Are yeah, you and it's one of one. Like if it fits you.
It's not those Mr. Price kind of mnapata mko watu kama 15.
Kwani buda you get your
you the same.
Bro, and Mr. Like Price was in Itoshe.
What'd you say?
Is it trousers out? Oh. Allah was in Itoshe.
Trousers.
At all, the trousers. Zope. All of them.
All sizes.
All of them. Bro, itakuwa imeingia hapa hivi, alafu hapa ni kubwa. Like, why am I buying a cloth I have to go alter? Why am I spending money to buy and still alter the cloth? Sitaki.
But thrift clothes come perfectly. Yani, if you're a size 12, it's a size 12 and it's a perfect fit.
For you?
Yeah. I do 10s or 12s.
Right.
Then bottom is a 14.
Me manze no Instagram araka raka. How much is this trousers? How much is this shirt?
Do guys see to na through how that you, shit of sijui.
How much do you deliver?
Fuck, see, so long to share na kafiti.
If there's something I'd hope for, is any just engaging a shop, eh?
Yeah.
Then you find all your sizes, all your clothes, what you like. Yeah. In and out in like 5 minutes, man. Really spending, you know, in a shop, man, on my try on trouser ka 15, just no talk a trouser more.
Exactly. Hey, but that's usually don't take long. What a joking, ya kwa duko na tafta shaki ya blue.
Na nivo.
Ndo ile pale. Kani ya jeans ama ni ya nini, kani deni mama whatever,
right.
Ile pale, na unatoka.
Even when I was in Coast the other weekend, that's what I did, I was buying shorts, because you know bro, me I don't own any fucking shorts.
Mbele ulisumbua, nilicheki, by the nini yako ulikuwa nini.
I don't own.
Ulirembesha IG by the. Kwa siku ulikuwa nani kulizi lete mingine.
Nesiko neno le polos.
Best zako unatoa wapi.
Ati ule polos.
Mbele ulikuwa uzi unleash.
Manze, remember, but yeah, that's what I did. I got like, say, 6 pairs of shorts TV. I never own any shorts.
Hoochie daddy shorts, ama?
What do you mean?
Huh? What are those?
What did you say?
Hoochie daddy shorts. What sort of shorts?
Just kawaii shorts, manze, not shorts below.
Not your faith, lazima explain.
She's saying
from a different
Gucci.
Generation.
I said
what
Hoochie.
Explain.
Oh,
not Gucci.
Hoochie, like Hoochie, Hoochie.
Hoochie sounds like ho, ama?
Yeah, they're actually ho shorts, yeah? Man. Yeah.
Hoochie ho shorts.
They're ho shorts.
Wait, so they're ho shorts.
There's a daddy who's a ho.
Me, I've been hearing about what's it called? Booty shorts. I've never had ho shorts, man. This is the first time I'm hearing about ho shorts.
Hoochie daddy shorts.
Niggas wear shorts above the knees.
Yes.
Like above the knee boxers. That's it.
True. I totally agree. What the hell is a grown ass man?
Yeah.
Wearing something that's just halfway his thigh.
Exactly.
That's a boxer, man.
Apana, wait, come on.
If you not cut a circulation, your thighs always come vizuri. Why are you wearing that? See, you're the boxer.
Zee, ni Hoochie daddy shorts, and they look absolutely
now,
nice.
No, bro, me have shorts now that they have shorts. I have shorts that are below.
Above the knee.
Above the knee, yeah, above the knee. I have like two of them that are above
and
the knee.
And they're not
bro.
Boxers.
They're nice.
And they're
you
not
look
boxers,
nice.
Bro.
Thank you.
What the fuck?
But I didn't know. I used to could judge their whole shorts. This is the first time I'm hearing about
shorts.
It.
Why are
Hoochie daddy shorts.
It depends
where
above the knee.
Like,
above the knee is above the knee.
Above the knee is
above the knee.
If I can see your size,
shorts really look good. The ones with the side pockets, I see like guys wear casually on the weekend or the safari.
Yeah, boxers.
No, me, I'm not talking about. Okay, me, I think I'll wear a short man's it to Kianza PIE
above
podcast
the knee.
Yeah, it's above the knee, bro. It looks nice. Kwanza can wear a belt with it. I'm telling you, bro.
Thank you.
It looks fire. But I didn't know until the whole shorts.
Let me tell you something. They're beautiful shorts, man. Y'all men, especially y'all black kings, keep it up. Men need to respect their bodies.
Respect yourself. What the hell are you wearing a box outside?
Let me see that thigh.
Why the hell are you wearing a box outside?
Not even a box outside. A box with a shirt.
Y'all are haters.
By wearing short
things. Haters.
You must be playing for the same team.
No, baby.
You must be playing for the same
team. Can you let that thigh?
That's like now saying men should start wearing trousers with slits.
That'd be nice though.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's messed up in so many levels.
That's creativity.
You close-minded people.
What do you mean close? Close your knees fast.
Very primitive people here.
No, this you know here. This is a table of gentlemen.
And
emphasis on gentlemen.
And
men with culture, men with the, you know, prestige.
Thank you. No, you're
walking around palo majipaka baby oil ya mtoto wako yote.
Exactly.
I'm sexy and I know it. Fuck you, man.
Kitambo watu walikuwa na banini, walikuwa na flair. Kitu nguo imejaa hata kiatu ionekane. Three quenches used to be the shit.
I can never wear three.
What happened to above the knees, man?
Hoochie Delicious Brute. I want to see that thigh. I want to see that big thigh. I want to see that thigh.
If you're wearing ho shorts, you're losing culture.
Send me pictures if you have them.
I'm
telling you all out there.
These are the same guys. These are the jamas you find are wearing pants that are tighter than the pants the baby's wearing.
Exactly.
Don't you have a dick?
Why are you competing, Bana?
Don't you have a dick? Don't you have balls, Bana?
I don't know.
You can't even panda boda. Literally, if you have to panda boda, you're going to be an boda. Lalisha into the...
Exactly. I'm going to side moja.
Skinny jeans are nice on niggas with like nice
and
legs.
And how do their balls actually breathe?
Exactly.
That's their problem, man. It's
going to be a bit sweaty. Yeah. Then we're going to start seeing patches.
Exactly. I am genuinely here for the aesthetics.
You know, for me, that is small dick energy. Because you have to respect your manhood.
Why are you putting your manhood in a cage? I'm sorry.
What the hell are you putting your manhood in a cage?
If you are a shower or a grower, showers do not be wearing that because that's very weird, man. But if you know you're a grower, you know you can get away with some of these things.
You're growing what? What are you growing?
Which plantation?
I've never seen a plantation in a pot.
Which plantation are you talking about?
I've never seen a plantation in a pot.
I think they shouldn't be like hoochie daddy shorts.
They should.
We should only allow.
I love them.
Hoochie lady shorts.
No. Everybody continue wearing hoochie daddy shorts.
Hoochie lady shorts.
You know, because at this rate, you're going to find dudes. You know how dudes wearing shorts on usually just showing your cut gaps. You're not kanyaki over there.
Oh my God.
Just wear like a slab seat. This is where guys are headed to. If you're talking about hoochie shorts, honestly.
Yeah. Like, but those shorts look really nice.
But isn't that what your woman would want you to wear at a camera?
No!
Thank you! Come on, guys. Exactly.
Let me see that shit.
Two,
like you when you are naked. That's it.
Why should I wear tight things? I just know you're a boring man.
Why should I wear tight things? I just know you're boring.
Next thing she's gonna be buying you leather boxers.
Exactly. And those.
Oh yes. And those male thong.
I don't know whatever.
Unless you box,
hey. Unless you use that less boxers. What the fuck?
You're not gonna wear less boxer.
Can you respect other people's wishes and what they like wearing, okay?
You can imagine maybe their boy's gonna be forced to wear them to work.
No, that's torture.
Lace boxers.
Kwani ni mbaya?
No. Just say you want to date women. That's it.
Truly.
Not make men women. That's it.
Lakini ngoja, bro. You're the ones who will complain once your babe becomes...
And then we wear them.
Once your babe becomes... by lack of better word, handsy on you. You're making breakfast and kidogo, she pitas there and does the thing. I don't know about you guys, man. Mommy, I hate that fucking shit.
I love a nigga's ass.
That is sexual harassment.
That is legitimate
sexual
harassment. You slap me, I have to slap you like five times.
And niggas ass.
Oof. Five times harder. Takukimbiza hadi nikuchape.
Mbona, let me tell you, a man's ass is like so round, so nice, so it's just, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful creation. That's all I'm going to say, man. It's very nice even to hold it. Oh, God bless your black kings.
At this rate, I'm worried. Yeah. I'm actually worried. Yeah. Because now you're talking about how men should show their thighs.
Now
it's all about how their diabs are. Are you sure you're into straight men?
A man's diab is only
man
shitting and sure? sitting.
Excessively, man.
Nothing else.
Excessively. What do you mean? When even only when you guys are missionary affair pushika?
That is sexual assault. But yeah. Why would you? Okay, where do you want to start?
All right, so you can at least hold my chest. Can you start there?
Mkono. Mkono.
We are in it.
Shoulders.
There's
so many features on a man's body.
Chin, three.
But can I start it's what I want.
Bro.
It's what I want. Isn't that important? What I want.
I can't.
But is it, okay, the last episode was I want what I want, right?
Thank you.
This episode, Manze, can't you just give us what we want? You don't want you touching our
asses
behinds banner. Come on. Mm-mm. It's not that.
We'll
compromise and wear the bloody shorts, Lakini.
Thank you.
Okay, we can compromise on everything, honey. It's okay.
No. Wear those shorts. Nah, never.
What do you mean? Hochi daddy shorts are sexy, man. They're sexy, period.
What's your intention while you're grabbing my ass? What's your intention? Do you want me to get sexually aroused? Do you want me to get...
Okay, what is normally your intention when you slap a babe's diabs?
Wait, that's exactly. Actually hey.
This.
That
one is juicy.
Ignition.
You guys all this renew. What you guys do with men, women's boobs, mamas who have like huge tits.
Yeah.
All that guy was just classic black. Yeah, you know, men are visual creatures. Yeah,
exactly.
And second of all, men like things they can touch.
Mm. Even here, tangible things.
Big like toys.
Yeah.
The same way I'm touching your balls is the same way I should be able to touch your ass.
Touching balls is a different course.
You can wonder. Take the same course and use it on ass.
What do you normally do when maybe you are out with your girls having a night out and then coming home upata chalia ametulia, as in, do you normally like go really really hard on them, cuz looks like that's your type?
Really?
I think I can explain her type.
Her type is
she talk us out from Dunda, she
put
us the jama wearing loose lacy boxers with a boot.
Yeah.
Lying on the bed with the roses on the bed.
No.
Baby.
I love a man.
Roses
I love,
matching
I
the
love
boxers.
They're telling the man, I'm on my way, so can you
wear those shorts that I like?
No. I want to make this very, very clear.
I like it. I love me a man.
A fucking man.
That is why I asked you. Does your father wear hoochie shorts?
How would I know that? Maybe he wears them for my mom.
Wow.
How would I know that?
Sour. Good point. Fair point.
Thank you.
Fair point.
The same way I'm coming home wearing lingerie and shit.
Mm.
I mean, hoochie daddy shorts are
coming home from where? You don't wear when you're home.
No, baby. Listen. I can literally have lingerie under this and close it up and go to a nigga's place. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And my thigh boots, baby, is a nice look. Trust.
I don't know. Tumetoka from hoochie shorts.
I don't even see.
And now,
how do you go home with lingerie?
And now we're in lingerie.
Yeah.
It's the same way. I'm trying to like compare it to hoochie daddy shorts. It's aesthetically pleasing to me.
Hoochie daddy shorts. I'm surprised.
You see now, you've literally moved from where guys wearing same matching vitenges,
to
now wearing the same lingerie.
Exactly.
Today you're wearing the red lace.
Yeah.
Okay, today you're red lace mbaya.
It's not much.
Matching your
lingerie
lace.
can never be me.
Okay, now lacy boxers are just weird, man.
Right.
That's exactly after Huchi.
I'm sorry, me personally, I love a very manly man. Laces is just not manly for me.
Right.
It's also just Huchi. No, they are. Huchi are manly. Let me see them thighs, bro. If you're, especially if you're going to
thighs, see your chani kai Huchi. Check your thighs.
You're really contradicting yourself.
I'm really not, actually. Because, no, I'm really not. I'm really not. If you have a great body, show it off.
Mm-hmm. Uchi.
Period.
Bro, it's so going by shorts.
It's Uchi.
You know there are shorts no, that's you can wear Uchi. And you actually look like really, really good. But from what you're describing, I'm like, okay.
No, you can wear them for me.
Right.
Siki tu natoka nayo nje, first of all. Mm. And even it's the same things. I was saying when you were
his ethub.
You can't. Golfers be dressing like that.
He's ready to go outside.
Right, why those two loafers?
Me guys, I'm talking about noble shorts, man.
Yeah, I'm talking about noble. So why is a hoochie?
Yeah, you said
hoochie. You're like ready to go out in the belt.
At this rate, Della, do you have a vest or t-shirt that says, I'm sexy and I know it?
See, bro, man, come on. Jesus Christ. Man, I hate the fact that we started drinking outside. And now everyone is over the board. Everyone is just talking blubbering nonsense, man. And you know how it's really hard to control drunks.
Who is a drunk?
Let's talk about who's that.
Drunk? We're actually looking drunk for alcohol.
I'm lit. Let me speak for myself, Basi. Okay.
You're welcome.
I am fucking lit, man. You guys are sober.
Mad.
Oh, I want us to talk about how it's even kingumu control a drunk person, but you guys even won't relate, man. Fucking hell. So how do you go about that?
Like there are different types of drunk people.
You guys can't even.
Kwa shida na
control someone who's high.
Because nachukianga wala wase wa I love you, bro. Nini.
Ata hiriao. Now the ones are normally dramatic and they're ready to start fighting.
Okay. I'd rather deal with those ones than I love you, bro.
As in, you know, as okay.
I love you, bro, akwachili.
As in, literally. No, this guy is going to go to the extent of now telling you, babe, that he, you know, I love this man more than you love him.
Maze!
What the fuck?
I don't think you treat him right.
That's cringy.
As in this guy seen me through my worst and my best. Like,
sentimental wine.
What do you mean?
That's not sentimental.
That's overly emotional, man. Yeah,
because he has so much feelings for you. I mean,
men don't display feelings like that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Why is he telling your babe, I love you more than you love this nigga?
Because as a guy, you should be worried if another guy is telling you he loves you. Iko shida mahali na shida ingine kubwa. Iko shida. You tell me you love me as a guy. I mean, I'm blocking your ass. You never see me ever again.
I'm blocking my ass.
What's that toxic shit you guys are having?
I'm blocking my ass. Hey, Abara.
It's not even that.
I was thinking about the same thing.
Did you have guys who love you guys, man? Come on. Auna boy mwenye na feel.
Siko hivyo.
Look at how men compliment each other. Like, literally, if you come here really dressed well, a guy's gotta be like, hey, alone and dog. Abara's like, hey, nakaloli yoga.
I'm alone and dog. Kusumbua Buddha.
Hey, as in,
una get.
Function, wapi? Hey, nakaume pata new catch, eh? Sasa umanza kumbalia Sunday best.
But if I tell you I love you, that's a problem.
Yeah.
If I tell you, Manze, I have... Okay, feelings... Okay, so...
Why are you loving me?
Okay, so...
Men do not love other men.
Okay, so I think
men accommodate other men.
That's the key where you now you bring...
We're in the same vicinity.
You give your boy coffee and my water. I'm trying to imagine because the moment he's telling you he's... Okay, not in love with you, but he loves you more than his girlfriend. Bro.
Yeah, Manze.
That's fucking weird. That's
wanna compete. That's weird,
man. That's weird.
Wait, we look
what I think your girl is treating you right.
You here telling me that yeesh. That's cringy as fuck.
Alafu unajua when you tell that guy to even punguza the alcohol intake, niaje bro, you need to stop drinking. Cut on the whiskey. Just take soda, just take water, ama shisha alone. Becomes a problem. You think I cannot handle my liquor?
Is it, these are the dramatic ones now.
You think I can't handle my fucking liquor?
And those ones, I usually feel like it's like they've been drinking for ages.
Bye!
You know, the worst, those ones, those old wazees who are drunk. Mm. Yeah. They're like, you know, I've been drinking on you when you're in your father's balls. What are you telling me to stop drinking?
Bro, let's go survive through na maji moto.
Ndimu.
Ndimu. Alafu nyinyi hapa mna chess mnaambia.
I've never tried that concussion.
Yeah.
My guy, you level like, hey.
Next shit, bro.
You'll be drunk in 10 minutes.
Hot water, vodka.
No, only hot water.
Brandy and hot water.
Brandy, hot water,
you're
going to
be lit ASAP.
That's very nice. No hanging by the... That's how you should take that shit and they wake up in the morning like very... And I'm kata mbele yako.
5 a.m.
Now
you lalo kiu mekula Weetabix.
Exactly. Weetabix end in a whiskey cup. Sa!
Man, we all have such friends, man. We can't drop them. We can't do anything about them. The ones that
I love you, honest, I drop.
I love you,
not
I mean, honest, I drop.
Let's know the guys who always want to now stand on top of tables,
bro. You have guys who want to stand on top of tables.
Yeah,
those are my friends.
Those
are my friends. When you're drunk,
how old are they again?
Standing on tables.
How old are they again?
My friends. 25.
25 can stand on tables.
Yeah, why not?
Stand on tables. Hey. 80 to 25, they can stand
I've
on
never
tables.
Seen a dude.
Why not?
32-year-old woman on a table.
I've never
you
seen.
You have a problem.
I've never seen a nigga on a table.
I'm not a judgmental person. If you want to do them, you do the most. Yeah, it's your happy. It's your happy moment.
Any chick who's standing.
But also depends on the table.
Bro. Baby, bro.
If your baby's on top of a table,
Facts, man.
I don't know.
Because that's how you know now they're drunk.
No, bro. Some people, man, say I think that's their character. They're so high. Koi, you guys have forgotten that Specs friend last week on the podcast. She was talking about she's taking cocaine and everything. I've forgotten her
name. Was cocaine, Kwani?
Man, you guys remember?
She likes to get lit.
That friend of yours, bro, was like, Hidogo looks like she wanted to stand on top of the... she was in jail.
Shout out, Saina,
man. Yeah, man, she was fucking lit.
On the barrel.
She can't be my babe, man. On a table. Uko on a 1824, mess, mama, you a barrel. Look on a...
So, come in and say, pen which table?
Oh, you see table. You're the barrel.
You're barrel.
You're barrel, man.
Barrel, man, is a accommodate.
Man!
Apo jeshim. Honestly,
barrel. The next thing I told you is soda moja na labda maji. That's it. Easy vitu zingine ziko wapi?
You know, these are the same people who usually like in a club. They want to angusha like people's drinks.
Yeah.
They'll wunja like half of the glass that our club owns.
Exactly. Man, na hapo unaangaliwa tu. Si hata waangalia tu baby wangu
wale.
Sawa hapa kuendaje?
Mimi kwanza them sure is who even Blakey kwa club like they can't wamelala hapo. Bro, no way you can call Della's a girlfriend, man.
And then sasa kuna hale wanaendea mabogi wengine wanawachokoza wakiwaambia you know how tough my boyfriend is. Wewe kwa hapo ulikuwa achapa tu jini yako nini? Vizuri. Babe, hebu come. Come on, ananichokoza.
Come on, onyeshe
wewe. Unapata rende fulani hapo hivyo. Una kabla
hapo.
Unapata wanaume wanakaona kuna ngugali na maji.
Exactly. Are you guys open to dialogue? Like tukae chini tuongee.
Basi unaona kunyanga tu maji ya keringe. Unaona kuja ugali na ile maji ya tamu.
Exactly. Bebako kwa bila mimi najua chali yango anaweza chapa anyone.
Chapa.
Do you know who my father is?
Eh, niko na mwingine anaweza kama huyo. Tumesumbua na in Nairobi.
Ah, nini? Ah, noma.
When
it comes to top shit like me arrestiwa na
kwa ashaifanya tuingie ndani bana.
Kuna kwa sababu okay sawa. Ingieni ndani tungoje.
Tungoje huyo
mkubwa. Oh, budako akuje. Akuja watoe.
Do you know who my dad is? Do you know? Ay, nigga, shut the fuck. You're making it worse.
Because I thought Faith is going to roll with that story you're telling me.
Faith anaka kusama yo budango.
Jano siku sujuu mulikuwa ulevi wapi. There's that story you're trying to holler at me before.
Yeah. Because...
Saizi mina feel unafona choma picha. We are, oh, how many minutes in the podcast? 30 minutes.
What happened?
There's like a story I was guziwa dapo inje, but it's not mine to say, man. It's not mine. As Faith curious if she's gonna tell us the story. This is the time you hit subscribe. What's it called, man? Someone said these are buttons. You know, follow. That's
like,
like, share, do the thing, man.
Everywhere.
We want our podcast to grow.
And comment,
and do that. Yes, sir.
I saw your story.
No, I'm really trying to forget that story, man. But shout out to you, Steve, man, for always coming through for me, man. Uh-huh. Always 24/7. My top notch nigga. Shout out to you, man. Hey, imagine I had to call this man at like 2:30 up or 3 a.m. I'm like, yo, Wagwan, are you in Kilimani? Hey, bro, nikudie. Nikudie huku, siyazika. Just come get me, bro. Just come get me.
They were having cheap liquor, ma. What was the problem? Because, you know, whenever shorties are like, fika kwa bash, and then
nikudie.
The sausage fest in Andele Apu, obviously.
Imagine we were having such a nice time. It was a very chill time because we went to Village Market. No, not Village Market. We were balling up a sarit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we were drinking, just vibing. Me and Kinanani. Mm-hmm. Then now their mamas came.
Oh, their girlfriends came.
Yeah, now their mamas came. So it's them, the girlfriends, then there's me. So apparently now me, I'm a threat.
To who?
To them.
You'd wonder.
But why is it always like that? Mamas will always attack you. Like one time I went to Vipingo and I'm telling you, babes will just attack you.
Always.
They're all there with their man and you're there single and hanging
you're happy.
Out with them.
Exactly.
Yeah. They've been like, why did she come here alone?
I just can't get it. It's usually the other shorty's problem, bro. Because if at all I'm interested, you're the one who's making me become interested in you, and you know what I mean? Yeah.
It's
young,
there with the insecurity.
Let's talk the truth, man. And then when my shorty sees that Faith up or whatever up is a problem, the party can't go on. Let's be honest, because you know niggas will nig.
niggas will always nig. That's fact.
Macho Anna Pazia, you get what I'm going with this conversation.
There we go now.
Wait, true.
So what did you end up doing? Did you like agenda?
No, imagine. No.
Niggas will nig.
No, let me tell you. It got so crazy.
A
lot for me personally. I'm in this space where I just want to be drama free. But then I don't know. Am I the drama? What's popping?
One.
True.
I can attest to that.
True. But like, I'm just trying to avoid. I'm trying to live a drama free, peaceful life, man. Niliona vanya kunaenda hapa. It's akwa way too much. Because now the babes are mad. The babes don't want this nigga talking to me anymore. So I'm like, let me just holler at my nigga, man. Let me holler at my best friend. I first called my best friend.
You guys were bowling.
Hold up. You're the babes of bestie.
No, I'm not. My best friend is female.
Bestie.
Hold up. My best friend is female. She is a beautiful female. So I call her.
Please call Steven.
No, Nelly. No, I called Nelly first. I was like, babe, hapa. Kumenuka.
Nikunoma
uko api. Ako like, mi nimelala bro. Ako like, nye uko mbali, siyete nini. So I remember, a friend of mine lives around here, bana. My bro.
Second bestie. Imagine,
we've known each other for such a long time. Genuinely, very long time. Always comes through for me. So I holler and I'm like, Wagwan, where you at? Imagine we're friends.
That's a lie.
When you guys don't have platonic friends.
Me, I thought you don't lie on this podcast.
Platonic friends.
I'm not a lie. What would I gain from lying, honestly?
Alright,
why
so
would I lie?
Actually, whenever I'm calling, I'm receiving a call, bro. Like you're trying to say 2 p.m.
2 p.m. But sure, come for me.
Lazima kuna kitu attached, man. 2 a.m. There's something attached to it. I'm trying to imagine.
Friendship.
What do you mean? Friendship?
Proper friendship.
Friendship, then you guys had a really strong emotional connection.
But bro, there's
never
you to
had none of that.
Yeah, I'm coming you guys, for you. By the time maybe you're leaving one another, like you said, if you need me,
imagine
you can always call me.
Watch out to
see no.
Spoil.
No, that has never happened.
Then
you guys
call him.
No.
2 a.m.
That has never happened.
Uber is not working. isn't Bolt working?
Hey, no, I said no, hey.
Do you know,
no,
you're calling, do you know, you're no, calling
me. Like, hey,
please, give us a good excuse.
Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you.
The truth is, my money. You wanted.
No, literally, my card was not working. My card was not working. So, very honestly, it's connected to my Uber. So, saifanyi kazi.
Okay, you don't have M-Pesa?
No, I called my friend to send me. I don't have money in my M-Pesa. I mostly have money. No, I called Nelly to send me money.
Send me a 1,000 bob.
She did. She sent me money, actually. She sent me like a 1,000.
She did,
but then also, my phone was low.
So how are you able to call him?
I called him when it was like 2%. I said,
your 1% would have been enough to request for you an Uber.
I didn't have a charger, though.
Hold on. Let's take Imani to the Red Caps court and see.
No, you guys are gonna make it so bad. No, that's a lie, man.
We have a number hard in the building.
2 a.m. Bogie na toka muta.
Oh my God, you guys, you don't have that.
This is what I think.
My mother. Mom, I'm stuck.
Cause me, I come through for my friends also when they are stuck.
Not at 2 a.m.
At 2 a.m.
If my phone is not on silent.
2 a.m.
Okay.
But did you ni drive kwenda kukuchukua ulikuwa sherehe fulani?
No. Actually, he didn't have the car, so I just had to take an Uber. Nani's girlfriend is the one who ordered me an Uber.
Someone once told me.
I smell fishy.
Doctor Ring Ding is always Doctor Ring Ring.
Very wise words.
I would like to make this
very
clear.
Wise words.
This is my idea.
Platonic friends. That's
listen,
the
this is what I think.
Okay, keep lying.
If at all she's calling me at 2 a.m. Yeah. Number one, maybe the car that I'm driving has to make a statement for the baddies to see. Mm-hmm. Number two, I have to be fucking good looking. Yeah. Number three, cause you know, you don't accuse you at you try kuchipo boy wanani yuko. Lazima msana itopo ivo na kama na make a statement. Otherwise, I'd order the fucking Uber.
No, Steve-o.
I don't have a fucking Bolt, manze. I'd even called my mom, manze. That's a
why
call.
Why am I calling my mom that late?
Mom, nyaje, my card is not.
She's in Macha.
Akwani.
Kwani.
M-Pesa is not working.
Whatever is
not working. But walahi, man, I swear down, my card was not working.
No, Steve-o.
Your card was not working, but your friend sent you money very for M-Pesa. I mean,
exactly.
Let me say that.
I was
drunk.
Let me tell you, I'm not lying. Let me start again. There was very bad. I'm not lying here. For real, for sure.
You never get your facts right.
Actually, no. Let me tell you for sure. I'm not lying here.
Right.
We had tension in the house.
You
were.
I called Nelly. She sent me money. Then my phone was dying, so I hollered at Steve. I was like, "Yo, wagwan." Actually, Steve is the fan.
How many calls? How many rings did you make to Steve?
Just one.
Just fucking one.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Just one.
No,
he normally works at
2 a.m. As soon as I see when you're
on the call. Hello, hi. How are you guys?
You
guys? Well,
he's literally.
When you finish with your friends, come, I finish you.
Look at the smile. Body.
Hey, Adi,
she's
glowing.
The body language is on another level.
Faith.
What does the guy want you? That's a lie right there.
Sibo.
Sibo is supposed to be called after this. You know, it's Friday. Yeah.
All right, so you guys, let's come to
that.
Shout out to
you.
The Red Caps caught to me a muaji. Let's give the verdict.
Cap.
Guilty.
Very guilty.
Let me tell you all. I know it doesn't make sense, but Wagwan, that is what happened. Called Nelly, I called Steve.
Based on the evidence we've gathered.
Let me throw in another case.
And you see what Dr. Cohen?
I've known him for like 8 years or something.
Hey,
man,
hey. So this is
because I'm a mat. Nini kwenda home to kachuo.
Kwenda home to kachuo.
Nini ajip.
Ajip.
Ukumbuka ajip ile arongai. This to be an inis very famous.
Anyway, this is what happens when niggas don't have platonic friends. But
guys
anyway,
used to
go
to unis near nini like Nairobi uni nini nini. Kulikuwa na ajip the famous nini petrol station ilikuwa hapo hivyo sadia ile selasi.
Yeah, bro, I know that behind that Kenya Polytechnic. Is it Kenya Polytechnic?
Kulikuwa na panda matatu za arongai ndo zilikuwa ndio zina hit
back then.
So walikwenda kukati huko na hao makondakta nini nini hizo time watu walipi fair.
Hey, you remember bana, you remember that cars, those two seats hapo kwa ukiko mlango.
Exactly,
it was always reserved
VIP. Ukiyapo atimbogi unaweka hapo, buda, buda nini? Kuna kiti nyuma, enda ukae kwa nyuma.
Hiyo kiti ungeka. No, unafikiri atapataje seki ya kuswing kwa hizo milango?
Na walikuwa na tuofa hapo baya.
Hey, lakini tana swing.
Yeah? But that used to be crazy, manze, those days.
Manze, bebo kufia conductor so that you don't panga line number one line. I don't know if you guys have those crazy, crazy lines.
Me kwaza route, me zeka route kuna panga line. Zeka route, tunapanga line.
What you,
Ngongroda, kwa tunapanga line.
And I was living in Komarock, bro, the line was,
mad, zindio?
Double M, crazy.
Utawala wanapanga line.
Crazy, man.
Sato kwa panga line.
But if you know the conductor, definitely.
Wapi?
Most
truths are not panga line. Wapi? I'm not going to
you know, you are a panga line. I shall pick your conda. Uko wapi?
Uko wapi?
Niko looking at our.
See, I'm not sure that trying to. If picture I'm not going to paint, sitaki.
Wase wanapanga line. Ebu enda say can come wangalia. Kwanza asubuhi when people are trying to get to work. Utapata wase wanapanga line wenge mabasi za kuenda upper hill.
But you see this.
Mabasi za kuenda Ngong Road.
You see this, mature people. As you know, si mtu ataka kelele. Ataka tu a move from point A to point B.
Right.
Now, there are these, should I call them, beings. They're these human beings. Yeah. For them, lazima kai pale, amepiga, ametoka pale, Moy Avenue, ameshapigwa kucha fake pale. You know, you know, then Makanga is always used to have funny, weird names. Siji chocks.
Pinches.
Pinches.
Ametolewa.
Dogo unasikia ati ati ile ni sent from heaven.
Kisha call pap.
Hiyo ngoma ni yako.
But Alicia Keys pale bana. Before that you guys were listening to some Rick Ross, some heavy hip hop over there.
But that was a face.
But that was a face.
Yeah, mamas were into conductors. Mad.
So I think they are attracted. I think mamas are attracted to music. Because now they move from conductors
to DJs.
DJ. What do you mean? Della.
I don't think, bro. I don't think it's that
over
music.
The
truth is, no, I'm not capping. The truth is, if you really think about it, a conductor will get that fast money. As in, your payday is after the job.
Up wave
instantly.
DJ's same.
Yeah, same as DJs, man. Once you're done with that gig,
30,000, 50,000.
So in short, you do when you're in a cab. Do when you're in India, man. Because then there's that nightlife. Let's talk about this. That nightlife thing. Women love that. I'm trying to imagine deja vu to 1824 to blend. You can blend. Then you're driving that Subaru fast car. You imagine. They love. I'm trying. They love that vibe. But bro, that was kitambo. Today, manze, shit is different.
Conscience kwa kila sasa na yeka. Papa fololo.
Karumba fulani hapa hivyo.
Man, imagine. So it's different. But if you really think about it, what the lady is chasing, kakitu.
After mbabaz ni nini sasa nek?
After mbabaz? They tell us. What you guys?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
What you guys up to?
I don't think. No, let me tell you. I don't think they are going to come back down.
Am I going to Sako Irudi?
They will not come back down.
I think now they're going to be like Stato babes. Yeah? Now they're going to be moving to managers of the club. Now they know what. You know that club? That club is for my friend. My friend, Sion. Yeah, my friend, clearly. Yeah.
You people just don't be trusting those bitches.
No!
But it's trust.
We don't!
Me Kwanzaa, this
well,
is the, since we're talking about trusting, I'm not gonna say bitches.
No, you cannot use that word. You cannot. Women. I can, you cannot.
Since you're saying that,
yeah.
There are those women that me don't like, they're gonna pongo lift every time, man. If you're leaving a club, you won't be pelequad by Kevo. If you don't, you can't use a cab, basically. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Because you're not my apartment, bro. I've missed you. I'm normally awake at weird hours, right? So, man, you'd hear a lot going on. You'd hear a lot going on.
Not weird hours, 420.
You'd hear a lot. Someone even told, at the door, my neighbor's door, you hear a guy talking about telling that story. Can I take a nap, like, say, 1 hour? Uh-huh. And that chick is like, well, partner, where's you? You can't, you know, my man will come in. Whatever, my basically you can't come in.
Wait, nimekuleta kutoka.
Godza, you people be letting people know where you live.
Kwani see, I'm dropping you in your house. I'm at your house. Kwani how do you? Kwani I'll drop
so
you where?
How you want to come into her house?
What's the problem?
Okay, fine. Drop me there. I don't know the house number.
I love the Rudy.
Take a cab. Honey,
take a cab. Mbono
you know,
as a guy, when a babe tells you, take me home,
there's something that clicks.
There's something that clicks.
Home is.
You people are like, you people are easy.
Home.
You people are
between the canyons.
Exactly.
It's between the canyons.
Unanyambu ajina home.
You people are home.
When a babe tells you, take me home.
There's a hidden.
She's like, you know what? Come and dip.
Right.
You're going for dipping.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Come you dip, man.
How you guys that easy?
It's like a bit whispering at you.
Okay, kuna.
Can you leave?
Can I interrupt? Take me home.
Talk to the mic. Uh-huh. What do you want to say?
Let me interrupt. Let me say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Della said, when you, these babes who are always asking for a lift.
Yeah, it's time to leave the club.
A man who's
normally willing to give you the lift, number one. I'm just going out of my way to, you know,
take you to Syokimau. That is really out of your way.
You're
literally, honestly.
Yeah.
Why do you want to sleep in her house?
That's not taking. You're not going out of your way. You're going out of your country.
Yeah.
Out of your county.
Yeah.
But you know, out of your fucking mind.
Do you know the problem? The problem is,
paper.
Man, that guy, after kujitetea kidogo, was actually let in. And me, since I was wide awake, man, you could hear whatever was happening, yeah? You
get
me?
What?
They had that fucking sex. I'm trying to imagine
that. Man, I don't have to get to it.
I don't usually do this now.
It was really mad because, you know,
had to get.
What happened was that girl actually I'll give in a kasema, I'll go, but at the down it's locked actually, so you have to get the guy who lives in whatever apartment you're visiting to come and open the door for you.
Yeah.
So the guy came back, was like, yo, she was like, come in and chill for a bit.
Any movie,
bro?
Series fulani hapo hiyo.
Man, for like say 30-40 minutes TV. Mpaka I had them leave. Went into the parking. Mpaka nikienda kwa balcony kuchungulia.
Wewe kulia hata wewe. Wewe
bana. Wewe ni mtu. Dala, let me tell you something. I'm just like you, my boy.
That's it,
my.
You have to
exactly see. Like you.
Oh yeah, watu wengine.
Nitaenda niangalie.
I wanted to know what that
can do.
Like what's like other guys driving, bro? That
dogo, if you're given a chance, you'd watch.
Hey, Mimi.
She would.
I would. Yo. Why not?
Yeah. Wait, you guys won't?
Yeah, why am I watching?
Brother, you're watching guys being enjoying each other. That's then you, yeah, you have your mama in bed. You make piggish your bricks. Kule bana. All you can do is just be wapo tu unamezea tu matrafu unarudi kwa kitanda.
Unakunywa tu maji halala.
Unashika unashika bibi kidogo unamwambia, "Hey babe,
wewe
ina job
zidi job asubuhi."
Unapenda kuchocha.
Watu wapenda uongo sana.
Unapenda mambo mingi maya.
Don't you have you guys have never had the saying that fuck her like someone else is saying? You guys have never had that. Yeah, man, as in smash like someone else is watching you, like envying you, like, yo, I wish it was that fucker there. Oh, ni apa na bana.
I'm gonna weird fetish.
Wow.
Hey.
I think next Friday you're talking about people's
fetishes. Yeah, we have to tackle people's fetishes.
We've talked about that a couple of episodes back. We've talked about that a couple of episodes back. I wanted to see what that guy was driving, by the way, in all honesty.
Driving, the woman was driving outside.
Outside the car, what she was coming in, because, man, I can't come in. Okay, I appreciate consent mbaya sana. If you're telling me I can't come in, there's no hour me at anakuja kufanya ni kondani. Fuck no, I'm leaving, counting my losses and exit. Can't me like here.
Asena, expresso unafika nyumbani haraka sana.
Quick, man.
Sate yo, siyo kimo shouldn't be a problem.
Lakini, siyo kimo.
Now you're letting me in.
Umelipa express with 300 bob.
Both door and door.
Umelipa express with 300 babs.
What?
Unarudishia tu basi.
Ah. Hey, rizo kimo ni Bali.
Imagine kukula expressway kutoka Deja. Literally Deja, where the expressway starts to where it ends.
Anywhere tu kuna station is JR.
No man.
Unafaa kulala huko.
Umepita airport.
Emali.
Umepita airport. Rom.
Anywhere kuna
umepita airport.
Manze. Anywhere kuna station is JR. Ufai kurudi home.
Umepika road trip. Ni road trip.
Yo ni road trip. Kai. There's no way. Tunatoka Nairobi.
Na si mkate kupenda
ni. Tuingie macha, afu niambie. Atie bogi. Lazima kuna return.
Alafu najua hiyo. Abdul alikuwa na plan kurudi kwende na kukata maji.
You're the drivers who can drive long. For long
yes,
hours.
Yeah. It's the only energy left nilikuwa nayo. Kutupikisha. Those 2 minutes that I have left.
What is so hard about driving the car?
Eh?
What is so hard about driving the car?
Back.
Fatigue, yeah. Manze, number
fatigue,
one.
I'm drunk. Two.
I'm cold.
Conversation, companionship.
What about during the day? What about during the day?
No, do you know venye mtu anakuanga amechoka? Unajua mtu anakuanga tu na one trip. Umeimagine ume club the whole night. Normalizadi 3 mechapa maboti. Ukona only one trip. Kila mtu anakuanga na only one trip.
One trip left in them.
Left in them. Kisha tu ama kufika home
mtani,
then I don't agree.
I'm dropping you off,
sindio
man? Let me now. Let me now
breko arudi home nini the power next day nab, power bana.
And then if I get another extra that's fine, but hey. Let me nap, man. At least let me even take a
manze. 30 minutes.
What if in a scenario you're sober, here you're drunk, let's say you're sober scenario.
I'm hungry, man.
Sijakula.
But there's food inside the restaurant, so you didn't eat from there.
Ulitoka restaurant iko Westlands. Wewe unataka chakula kwa restaurant iko sio Kimau.
I just need some water, manze. Come on.
Wacha nikule ama aje dela. Nipikie bana.
Hakuna
food. Unless atakaza sausage dart.
Manze. Na kama yai.
Eat this on your way home. Kama ukuli, kula kitu ingine.
I'm sure before we drop you them home, atakuwa zile za, see we pass by a drive-through, we get food, we eat along the way.
That babe has blekid.
Kulang along the way.
That babe has blekid kwanza kwa gari. Unamwamsha tu mkishafika. But they remember, which gate was it? House number? Manze, you've even done all that. And then just a fucking drink. Manze, sip ya ma whiskey. Come on.
Nalala kwako. tunalala kwako.
Inside. You must sleep inside.
Must sleep inside.
A man must sleep inside.
Oh my goodness.
Tunalala kwako. Hiyo njia ni refu.
Oh man, that's really crazy, yeah. Man.
Wazi piko umepigisha mwanaume hiyo pi yote, yani. Wazi, you know.
Like ana sio kusata wewe. Ah, okay. You know. Kusata nyinyi. I'm sure mko na utu fulani hata nyinyi.
Sasa acha heri hawa kwa heri wao heri hiyo ku drop mtu. Mtu amekutoka sio kimao. Machako suko akwambia hey Zao, what are you doing? You tell her, hey, see me, I'm in the digs, you know, just chilling. We want to see what's good on Netflix, eh?
Yeah.
Then she's like, see, I can come with Netflix. And she, you're like, ha la 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 la, la. Christmas came early.
Oh my.
She comes through and akwambia, see, pay for me my Uber. My guy umelipa Uber ya 3,000.
3,000? You came to my digs. No more you asking me, Unadu?
Oh, which movie na jeans?
Wow. You guys cannot.
Oh, watch movie na jeans.
You guys cannot.
Movie musimu watch na jeans. That's not comfortable.
Man, imagine. Man.
Just relax. I give you a shot.
Hey, cut your show.
You're in your boxers, boy.
Man, then up on my. You're doing your hoochie.
Hoochie shot.
Hoochie shot.
You know you're about to whore.
You're doing your metro hoochie shots in Baya.
You went to whore around in that house.
Let me just give you a t-shirt and some shorts so that you're comfortable. Okay. I love who at after the most baggiest shorts.
Shorts or shorts?
Shorts too.
Shorts too. Mommy, what do you give a shot for, man?
Yeah, shorts on a better than any.
Shorts
on a better
than any.
People here don't just Netflix and chill.
But you guys just cannot have that.
You've talked the other side of the world.
Man,
you pay 3,000 for your cabin. You come and tell me. Hey,
but man, 3K.
Money, we can't chill.
But it's always distance.
TV.
Kama stima ipotea.
Lala.
So, okay.
By the way, Lala. Lala.
So you've seen right now in Kenya, like, you can sue a babe for kulaing your fare.
But I saw that shit. The judiciary said it's fake news. Oh. But it was funny, though.
Yeah.
It was funny, though. It was really funny. Alikula fare
3K. What I imagine was a rubisho to keep like a makethi. Zay to kotini.
No, now people will become rich over here.
Millionaires, man.
But when you're not kula di fare flight.
Mama.
Mashallah.
Now, man, if you can apple.
Right.
Msichana anaweza kula fare flight. Babe, nitumie 23,000 nitoke Kisumu nikuje na nimtumie. Hey,
lakini pia hizo manjazi zitakuwa aje?
Manze.
Hadi you looking for a babe in Kisumu.
Umechoka na Nairobi, bi nini? Nenda kwaje?
Tafuta. That's bingo. Your bingo. Socialize.
Interesting.
Fly them in.
Guys, let's wrap up the podcast by Kidogo talking about state capture. For lack of better word, the debate,
oh
man.
Oh my god, did you? Oh wow.
The debate was a bit crazy, man.
Riggs, my guy.
Apana, Daddy Riggs, Chad. Daddy Riggs was on the previous one.
Yeah, it's idea. Ali nini, ali, no, ali bigwa.
Because
Kenya ni, someone expect turn up evil.
Mainly,
as in Daddy Riggs, different people. Ali chapo coaching in a wazim, but I was impressed.
Daddy Riggs ni gather money. Okay, but that was a previous one. The last one was about the presidential.
About presidential.
Right, me, I just saw Ruto and no one else, man.
That's all you can expect from Baba Kuzi Alafu.
Alale.
Alafu sasa. Alafu sinzia katikati hapo hivo. Mwacheni ya relax.
Right.
Mwacheni ya relax.
That was interesting. I wish everyone was present.
On the debate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, like they would have been crazy.
Okay, so if at all you don't understand what you're talking about, the debate happened, the presidential debate happened, like, say, 2 days ago, and Mr. Raila Odinga never showed up, man. Boy, I'm a man, alijifanya bazenga sana, never came through, man. I don't know about you guys, but me, I feel that is disrespecting, man. That's so fucking disrespectful. Imagine if I were trying to vote for...
That's how it's supposed to be, though. It's supposed to be.
I think it's a choice. No, they made it. It's a choice.
Yeah, it was made a choice. No, there were some governments who never went for it because imagine they were like penalties, like hey, it's a debate, nomination yako ina cancelled.
You have to pay some sort of fine.
Yeah,
makes sense, man. But Mumsianga Kam debate would have been so much fucking interesting.
How can he manage? He's an old man.
Because if he was to fuck up, we'd have seen the fuck up.
Yeah,
he was to elevate.
I missed Jokoya, man.
I didn't see.
Him, he was advocating for the whole, like, four guys on one platform. Yeah.
Oh, like the panel to have four of them.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was up. Yeah, it's Gekwaibo. Actually, that point, Nili. Okay, point yake kosa kukuja, because unajua pia.
But it's weird that he kukosa kukuja and he still showed up to say he's not taking part. How ironical is that? I mean, like, you already showed up.
He's an egotistical man, rather.
Just that's to say you're not taking part.
Right. We vote regardless.
Hey, lakini, yeah, that doesn't make us not to go and cast the ballot.
Yeah.
You all don't feel as though it's like we're like on us. How would I even put it? It's like, I don't even know how to put it, but it's like even the people we are voting in at the moment, hakuna mwenye either way atatusaidia. We're like on a sinking ship.
Yes, najua, but
we're on a sinking ship, but then we can't do anything.
Kuna nyatu neza sink, not for long, na kuna neza sink.
For
three. Yeah, exactly. So unachagua mwenye mneza jiokua before mu sink kabisa. Yeah.
All right, so we'll go and do that, but guys, make sure you share the podcast. That's really important for us. Man. Make sure the podcast grows. We want to get our numbers nicely and fine for Tukingia. Yeah, YouTube, mkose to watch. We can actually say that. You guys, listened to us. What the fuck are you not watching us? Tujue, we are ugly. We are repeating clothes. I'm aware. There's something wrong with you.
Check your pressure, Saiya, because I'm repeating clothes.
I'll just buy like say five t-shirts and then have them written the Red Caps podcast and then I'll just change and that's it. That's it.
Smart.
That's it. Fuck a chapter even.
Respect, man. Say fuck you.
Guys. This has been the Red Caps podcast. Yeah, thank you so much for lending us your time. It's our time to end and close. Make sure you share the podcast. I've said that a million times and hit the follow and subscribe. Until next time, Della Marvin is my name.
I go by the name Spekito.
Always your baby girl Imani.
And Didi over here.
Adios.
Bye.
Music Podcasts, the home of podcasts in Kenya.